Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
Wagwan people, my name is Taya Kunuga. It's been long since I've been on the mic. Not that long. When did the season finish?
You know that we are working men here. So time passes differently for us.
No. We have to take time out of our busy schedule. You understand? Anyway, welcome to our first episode of Football Never Stops. Football Never Stops is back. When last did we do this? It was during the World Cup, have you?
During the World Cup, yeah.
Was it World Cup?
It has to be the World Cup. I think that was the last
one. We started Footy on Paper during the World Cup 2018, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So this should have been, I think, Copa America. And what was the last competition of Warriors?
I feel like there was one of those.
I know there was a Copa America then, but there was a competition, AFCON. Oh my god, there was AFCON
during the summer, yeah?
Yes. There was AFCON. There was another Women's World Cup. Yes. The Women's World Cup. Yeah. Football never stops. We're back, baby.
We're still on learning the sexism. It's not like we forgot you guys, though. But
yeah.
Actually, you're always at the forefront of our minds. Trust.
Yeah, man. Still. So, Football Never Stops is back. My name is Taya Kunuga. Obviously, you guys have heard Ife's voice. Ife one is in the studio.
Man, them doing tutu. That's me.
What does tutu mean?
I'm firing my gun.
Scream.
My gun.
Scream to.
Skip up.
Scream to.
Where was that? Football never stops.
Yeah, man.
Football is still ongoing.
Yeah, still.
Even though the players clearly wanted to stop. Have you seen this second half? First half, high tension. Second half, low tension.
In the Euros, right?
Yeah. Boys are tired. People need to go home.
And then these ones, when they finish Euros now, I think it's just like, what, 1 week, 2 weeks break now. Still for them.
No, I think...
Oh, they have to get it 21 days now.
Yeah, 21 days. You have to get it. So, some guys probably don't start the season later than others. That's just also staggered start the season for some players, depending on how early you get kicked out of the competition.
Okay.
You know, that's why some of the players, former players, and fans as well, are talking about, you know, the players unionizing, you know, forming like a labor union, so they can fight for better working conditions.
Are they going to cut their wages? Are they going to talk about their wages?
They'll talk about it now, but that's all part of the union. But I feel like the players should have a body to protect themselves.
Okay,
that's not fifth pro.
Okay, is there any do you have anything that's irking you?
The only thing right
sorry
now,
if you're waiting to do your enemy,
yeah,
that's the name of the segment.
Yes, to do your I thought enemy. We're retiring that
we did, but I actually forgot it. Like I forgot that
the only thing I can tell you that is doing right now is,
woke up.
I got an email from the Fantasy Premier League boys. They should lose my email address, please. Lose it, fam.
Where did you finish?
I finished in a good position. But hold on.
Exact position.
I didn't do FPL last season. Why did you keep...
But you just said you finished in a good position.
No, that wasn't me.
See.
It wasn't me. What shaggy, man? It wasn't me.
You are doing a Matt Hancock now, eh?
It wasn't me.
So why they said they sent you the message that guy we miss you should come back, right?
That must be it, but I'm not going back.
So can you tell us what was in the message exactly?
I didn't read it. I have nothing to say to them. They should leave me alone.
Anyway, that time of season will come. I'm sure some people have already started setting their teams and all, but me, I think I'll just wait for transfers and everything. And we'll talk about transfer.
You know that
more.
This year the window is closing after the season ends also.
What?
Yes, now. They shifted it back to normal.
You said after the season ends. So that's why I said what?
Sorry, you guys. You know, overall best in English here. Let me correct. Let me correct myself. Uh-huh. The window is closing.
Yes.
After the season starts.
It got to us
13 days to be exact.
Best in English, best in mathematics, you know, everything.
It's noisy, you know.
Yeah, maybe go drink Coke, even if Ronaldo say maybe not.
Ronaldo, who be?
Let's go for a break now. Okay, let's delve into it now. Remember, it's a freestyle episode, so we might just be saying rubbish, but let's see how it goes.
Saying rubbish with you.
So you know what to say?
I always know what to say.
I speak.
Count calculated.
I speak now.
Okay, I'll talk about the group stages, you know.
Yeah, a recap,
had,
right?
Yeah, we had good amount of goals, a lot of excitement.
That's very boring. Let me...
No, you guys, I hope you guys are clocking the disrespect that I take on this podcast for you guys. I do this for you. For the fans.
Okay, if you're quickly. Who surprised you during the group stages and who let you down?
Easily. My biggest surprise has to be, what's their face? Hungary. Even though they did get knocked out.
Yeah.
I was surprised by the quality of play. You know, they did well for themselves in their group, considering everything that happened. And they almost made it through.
Yeah. Funny enough, the best player didn't even go for the competition. Shoboshla, he was injured.
Yeah.
So maybe if it was then, maybe.
Who knows what happened.
Never know. But yeah, they did well. They did well. My points.
My biggest disappointment.
The people that let you down.
I have to think about this one. I don't know. So far, really, nobody really disappointed.
People are talking about Turkey should have a good tournament.
Come on.
But I think you expected what they give, right?
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Come on. Like my good friend Perel would say, come on, guys. Come on, guys. Yeah. Why would you expect Turkey? This is not, what's it called? What's the name of that store now that sells those nice wings that I like?
Why are you asking me that? No, that's like, you never take me out, man. yeah, just call me to see.
You see how Ingo, they dish me insults where come they ask me, man, I take him out.
Yes, I'll do me that. So that I won't insult you anymore.
Are you a Yoruba woman? What kind of manipulation?
I'm Yoruba. Wait, what do you mean? Like, Yoruba women are manipulative. I want to call one tribe now, but they will say, papi this, papi that.
This is not that type of podcast.
Yeah, yes.
So I'm going to talk about Turkey. Yeah, no. Well, the gameplay was dead from them, guys, man. I wasn't really expecting too much from them. When I saw their games, I was like, okay, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, so no one really let you down. Everything you're seeing everybody, is what you have expected.
What we're really looking for now is the round of 16, Buha. Already, we've gotten a little...
Yeah, let's delve into that a little. First game was Wales, Denmark. The Danish have started playing football again after the... What can we call it? Because I don't want to call it a crisis. I've heard people call it a crisis. I've heard people call it a shocker. But I'll call it like a leveler. Because, like, obviously, life is more than football.
And sometimes what happened, and you get those reminders, you know, during the game. I'm just honestly so happy that, you know, we didn't get any bad fallout from that. You know, everybody that is involved in that case is fine.
Yeah.
The only people that I'm upset with are the broadcasters, and those guys, their day is coming, man. They can't keep doing stupid nonsense like that. There's broadcasting code and ethics, man. You need to do better.
Yeah.
Denmark, you would think that, you know, they lost one of their marquee players in Eriksen, but they've still been able to, you know, play very well, play very good attacking football, and defend in good moments, and they're taking their chances, you know. And tournament ball, you need to take your chances. Fine, the scoreline from that match is a little bit overinflated. How many was?
I want to say you would say
3 goals last 10 minutes.
Denmark ran them over, but in a way you could still say yes, Denmark ran them over. I said rubbish there, but yes, Denmark ran them over, because after the first 15 minutes, we didn't see Wales anymore.
Yeah, I mean, Wales won't say they were in the game up until, but they never really showed any signs that they were going to score.
Yeah.
I mean, is it the Bill shots from distance that, you know, that's like, we were in the game?
Golf shots. They were golf shots, yeah.
We all watch a lot of UFC, at least some of us do. You know, if you're going to go like points decision and all that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe Wales will win, right?
No, Denmark will win.
Oh, Denmark will win.
Denmark,
okay. Because of shots on target.
Come on, Chris Breezy was missing chances up and down. That counts for something.
Imagine Chris Breezy is called Freya. Martin, he works hard for the team, but like,
let him work somewhere else.
I think you cannot better than what you are. I think that's the slogan for Brathwaite.
What is football if not 11 quote unquote mediocre guys coming together to do great things? You know, that's why it's the best game in the world.
What are the mediocre guys?
No, I'm just saying, like,
okay,
because sometimes people feel like, you know, you need to have some kind of star man or something. Your star player can't play 11 positions.
Yeah.
You need everybody else to do their job and do it well. And that's why the best teams usually in team football in tournament football are the ones that, you know, have everyone doing their job well up until the final.
Okay. So the Welsh are out. What you expect them?
Yes, they should be going. Mind you, looking at their record, I mean, they made the semi-finals of the
2016 Euros,
you know, and they've only gone for how many, 3-4 tournaments
in their history.
So you can see maybe they kind of overachieved the last tournament, and because of that, the standards, the hopes were very high for this tournament. So it's not a bad thing that they went out this early. I mean, they made it out of the group. So what they're trying to do now is just, you know, they have a nice crop of talent. You know, Harry Wilson unfortunately got the red card. They have Billy Gilmour, had COVID, so I think couldn't play that game.
Billy Gilmour is Scottish.
Sorry, my bad.
Keep going.
Harry Wilson, Danny James, Daniel James. You have
Ramsey.
Yeah, Ramsey, my former keeper.
Yeah, Danny Ward
there as well. So many guys to build around, you know. There's a nice crop of talent, even though you can see. And funny thing, they still the World Cup just next year.
Yeah, just next year.
A lot of these guys are going to be back again.
Yeah, they will play again. Let's see how it goes for them.
Of course, is out now.
Second game, that was Italy, Italy and Austria.
Yeah, stressful loss those Italians. Football pedigree, but see how they are doing.
Now see it.
4 World Cups, but you wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't know that.
Because
coming into the competition and nobody looked at them, and they had a very good group stage. I mean, they broke the records for their goal scoring. They never used to score more than 2 goals. You get in every game. They scored 7 goals.
It's funny how people doesn't consider them favorites for this tournament.
That was at the beginning. No, nobody did though at the beginning. Until they won the first game, they're like, oh, we should be looking at these guys. But to me, I was like, watch them, because first of all, no one was looking at them. And second of all, there are a couple of players there. Verratti, Immobile, Cellini and Bonucci, they are still good defenders. Donnarumma, generational talent.
We saw Bonucci Jr. collect a red card. Something that...
going too far.
We'll get there. We're coming to him. Don't worry. We're coming to him.
Anyway, I think the win against Austria, the draw during normal 90 minutes. So now, like, everybody's now putting an eye on them. You get it? And I say, okay, like, we have to take Italy serious. So maybe Austria now, like, raise their game. Alaba was very good during the day. Berardi was terrible. I don't know why he was on the pitch for that long, because the person he brought on for him.
See me thinking that he's scored like the goal. One of those elderly statesmen, but he's the same age as me.
Yes, though. He's a youngin now.
26.
Yes.
Why is he moving like
illegitimate? You're not even 26 yet.
Can you imagine that?
26 yet.
See my senior. Doing. No, Berardi, man. And he felt like the best thing to do with his potential last of the game
We can't fault him, because, I mean, the first 2 games, he killed it though. He played well.
Yeah.
But my point is, this to Roberto Mancini now, he should have taken him off earlier. I understand. He should have taken over earlier. Yes, they won the game.
He put himself in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And you always know that going to extra time is always a very dodgy game. You never know. You don't want to go to extra time.
I mean, if there was no VAR, Austria wins now.
Yes.
If there was no VAR, Austria wins. They are an out of each goal. Thank God VAR did there. If not, because even the Italian defenders did not challenge the call at all. They were just sad that, oh my God, what have we done? You get. So, Italy are true. Austria, they played well. Players... Sabitzer, Arsenal, go for him. One-year contract left.
This is not an Arsenal podcast, young man. This is not an Arsenal podcast.
You have said some Liverpool teams here now. You're a former Liverpool guy.
This is not...
I just did put them out there in case Arteta they listen. Sabitzer has 1 year left on his contract. If he does, give him a call. You get what I'm saying?
Not your fault now. Master scout.
Who again? Okay.
Oh yeah, we've got after that. Wait, that's 2 games now.
2 games, God.
So we've got the Netherlands next now, yeah?
Yeah. The people that you want to talk about.
Junior Bonucci. yeah, caressing the ball. Just outside your box. You know he's a dangerous man. He could have given away a penalty. A very dangerous fella.
Do you know a funny thing? You see, like, players that always try to save the day. Sometimes I just feel you just have to let it happen. Because
you don't know
with 11-11, first of all, yes, she could miss that chance.
I'm going back to the Daniel Malen chance where he runs through on goal. Imagine if that check player just feels like, you know what, I need to bring him
down. Let me bring him down. That's a red card.
That's a red card right there. Now you put your team in big trouble.
Yeah.
Sometimes just you need to be 11-11. Football is a very 11 players, man. All the margins are very, very tight.
How about another example? I know you say it's not Arsenal podcast, but I remember Chelsea, Arsenal, Stamford Bridge, 1-on-1, Havertz. Pablo Mari just let him run and he missed the 1-on-1 chance. So, and we won the game. I was like, come, just let things happen, man. Don't try and save the day. Let things happen, man. Now that there's VAR, come on, just go with the flow, man. What? You're and not the goalkeeper.
There's VAR, you know. There is VAR.
You know they
Donny
let
Malen,
go.
Donny Malen, you have blood on your hands, bro. Come on, man. 1-on-1. No. We must speak on it. We must speak on it.
He's a young kid.
Then he should have started Weghorst now. No, start Weghorst.
Weghorst won't do that now.
We don't know that.
Weghorst beat two defenders.
We don't know that.
Really?
Look at Isak doing it out there for all the big men. Tekkers. Young Khan right there, you know.
Say Young Khan. But really, Netherlands, can we say they were lucky or...
I don't like...
Or they were not serious. I think that's it.
Very unserious. I remember you said before the game, with Netherlands going to turn up. And... these ones I've never written what we call you know, like they just came
most of the young team,
they failed mock. That's what happened.
No, but you know, sometimes you have to fail, then the next one you will come.
Mr. Motivational, just calm down.
You know, it's not about how many times you fall down, it's about, can you come visit for me?
I keep saying, man, people need to put greater respect. Especially me going back and, you know, doing a lot of revision and just watching a few, because everything is all there on YouTube, man. Don't worry. Look for the tapes.
Yeah.
Greece, when they won the Euros, man, people don't put enough respect on their name, because you need to do the right things at the right moment and make sure that things go in your favor as well. That's football for you.
Yes.
That's the game.
Yeah.
That's why Messi doesn't have any international trophies. That's not any slight on him and Argentina national team and them being good or not. Mm. Already making it to a final already proves your mettle. You're a good team.
Yeah.
But you have to have things go your way that...
I mean, three finals.
You have to have things go your way that day. That day for you to win titles, man. And that's knockout ball for you. That's why it's different from winning a league title.
Mm.
You can have one or two slip-ups here and there. You know, lose one game, lose two games.
Mm. Okay. See how it goes, man. See how it goes. Let's go for a break. Yeah, okay. Just finished watching the first half of Portugal game. And we can't really talk about the game because obviously the game is still on, but seems like Belgium are true.
Why do you like saying all these things, man?
That what?
Match has not ended.
Okay.
This is football. Anything can happen.
I thought you were just going to say it, but there's Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at the beginning of the episode, you said who's that, so...
I mean, Ronaldo is not a good player now. He's just... He got 100 and something goals in all.
He's
not that good, really. Yeah. Man. I feel like even if he's on the pitch,
from what you have seen, what can you say? Who will play Italy next?
We don't know yet. Ronaldo is still on the pitch. People think that I'm going to get caught in such a trap, so the big man will embarrass me. You give him 2 minutes, 3 goals. Please, like they call him the big man now. You don't know.
Yeah, the big man.
The big man. Let me not say one thing and then I'll go at the top. Now we're doing something else. Do you understand?
No wala.
Thank you very much.
Right now, give me your prediction for the England game.
England,
Germany.
Germany have been on serious.
Yeah. They've been very on serious.
Well, England are generally an on serious footballing country.
But they've been serious though.
For now. The truth of the matter is this. If you are playing England, never count yourself out. If you are the opposite, don't count yourself out. Germany has to believe that they have what it takes to get them through.
Mm.
Forget all the Premier League stars in that team. Look at your Bundesliga stars.
Which stars though?
They have Harry Kane, Jordan Pickford.
Yeah. Harry Kane has scored Pickford and Pickford, three clean sheets.
Calvin Phillips, you know.
He's had a good
Yorkshire Pelo balling.
He had a good tournament.
Actually, one of the tournaments. Like, all jokes aside, probably one of the guys actually having a good tournament for them.
Stello as well.
The English, other English midfielders, Bukayo Saka.
Hey,
well.
My boy. Yeah. Saka.
Now, the main conundrum for us is always the manager.
Gareth.
Sometimes he seems to be running on waistcoat and vibes.
He held them back in 96. Is he going to hold them back now?
Let's see how it goes. Because sometimes, you know, funny, I think sometimes what happens, what's really getting to the English team right now, as the manager as well, he's overthinking things.
I think in terms of the lineup, especially when he started with Mount.
And it doesn't help him that he has a country full of, you know, how many million coaches that believe that, you know, yeah, they can do better than him.
Yeah. I think when he's playing Mount and Foden, there's like a problem there. And the problem there is both of them are like inverted wingers. Or they're basically tens, but they're playing on the wing. Again. So I think he should like drop one and play like a proper winger. I don't know why Sancho has not played much in the tournament. Saka did well in his start against the Czech Republic, but still, like, play Grealish more. Yeah, Grealish is that type of player too. I mean, everybody wants to see Grealish.
Saka is what, 19 or 20 now?
19.
Don't want to put your hopes on him.
On
the
kid, right?
I'm not saying that he's not good enough. He might not be able to step
up. Play Jadon, though. Jadon only played, what, how many minutes? 11 minutes?
Don't worry, they will see the power of the Bundesliga when they play them. They are underrating. They be player 18. Oh, God. Pretty boy Dio said it.
Your prediction quickly.
I think that match is nice. 3-0 to Germany.
What?
Sorry. 3-1.
Who's got Harry Kane?
Yes, man.
Who's got just one?
For that is agenda as the best player never to win anything for club and country.
Oh my goodness. Say it goes. Which other game are we looking forward to again? Sweden. What Sweden played again?
I've been very low-key impressed with Sweden over the course of the tournament, especially. You know, they have their key players coming to the fore. I'm looking at Isak especially. I think he's playing for a move, you know.
He shuts me up, funny enough.
Ah, shuts me up.
I thought he was, I think we were speaking to franchise one day, and he said that he's top 20 strikers in the world. And I said, no, he's not. But this tournament, he has shot. He's scored. I don't think he has scored in the tournament.
He hasn't scored, but
he has been doing still.
Doing a lot of things. And you know, this is knockout statement. Probably time he might come in with one or two key goals. I like that his team can. He's not like typical big man where, you know, like things are like falling, and what's it called? Where things are falling around him.
Okay.
And then you have maybe players not being able to contribute to the general attack of the team.
Yeah.
He's doing that, you know, contributing to the team. Getting his dribbles in, holding the ball up, and bringing other players into the game. That's the phrase I was looking for. Can you imagine that?
Hey, you don't talk about that.
Yeah. So, I'm very excited. I think they also have what's-his-face on Forsberg as well. Very good player.
Forsberg has, what, 3 goals?
Yeah. Maybe, you know, everyone's focusing on Isak and his dribbling, leaving Forsberg free to, you know, get his shots off.
They're playing Ukraine, so...
Yeah.
They should favor us for that.
We should be favorite for that.
Yamalenko doesn't. Mm-hmm. Okay. France, Switzerland, obviously not that. Are France favorites for you?
I expect the Alpine Messi to, you know, step up.
After you said this name, Liverpool show.
I didn't mention anybody. You mentioned somebody.
Who?
I don't know.
I mentioned
the Alpine Messi.
I wish the Alpine Messi there.
Just happens to be a Liverpool player. That's just so. We've seen one upset so far, man. Knockout ball is mad. Any predictions I make, please just take them with a pinch of salt.
France, are they going through?
Simply because of the power of Kante, to be honest. But I don't think where the battle is going to be lost is in midfield for me. And France have Pogba, they've got Kante, they've got. I know Rabiot is probably the one person there that probably a little bit unserious out of the three starting midfielders.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very strong midfield on paper. And even in real life, when you look at them. And in real life, on paper, in real life, no, this is footy on paper, but...
Oh, God. You didn't say that, my G.
But like, yeah, tournament Pogba is something else, man. This playoff Pogba, man, you know, playoff P.
Yeah, playoff P, yeah.
Yeah. You guys, don't steal that, please. I need that to trend, please. You know, trend is very important.
I did favorites for you.
What's Katrina?
Are they favorites for you?
Don't scoff. We need to get the BBN guys on this podcast. They feel blow us.
I need the favorites for you, France.
Yes.
That's what you see. Croatia, Spain. Perisic has COVID.
That's a tough one, though. They could really use Perisic.
Yeah, top goal scorer as well.
Yeah. Spain.
You think can Modric do any doings? He scored a wonderful goal, though.
Did Spain generally are, you know, on serious strikers, just
Morata.
Footballing activities, not really. They're not majoring in footballing activities, they're here for other things.
like what? Highlights.
They were trying to score.
Hitting the bar.
I don't know which penalty was that one that Henry tried to pass to Perez, or that one that Moreno and
you know the one I went to pick now.
Which one?
The Spanish one, I can't diss my team here, though.
Henry and Perez need to answer queries for that, man. So now I watched that and I'm like, I'm in shock. Was it Henry and Perez?
Yeah, Perez, it is very simple. Perez meant to pass to Henry and he didn't do that. He mistakenly touched the ball, so he had played the penalty. That's all. Nothing wrong there. But the Spanish one, they missed it.
If we're counting it, both shots were off target.
Yeah, yes, basically. Yeah. Spain for you, obviously they are not the Spain of before, but do you see them as late bloomers in the competition? Or
the thing is, I'm sure that any
you're still not sure about them.
A lot of those other teams are not necessarily termed as favorites in their round of 16 ties. Croatia, Ukraine, they'll be looking at the Austria performance and they'll take a lot of solace from that, even though Austria ended up going out.
Yeah.
They'll look at that and think, you know what? Guys, we may not have the best finishers, maybe the best, but we can run and we have good team ethos, we have team spirit, you know. If we all grind together, work together.
Yeah.
Don't you watch Fast and Furious? This Fast and Furious season, man. This is Euros, man.
Family.
Huh? Oh, man, our family.
Why are you selling Fast and Furious? Yeah, because Fast and Furious came out this weekend. Huh?
You know, I'm looking for someone that will take me out. So, all my Footy on Paper fans, all the girls, them.
The men, they will go.
They can take me out too. I don't mind.
You said all the girl them.
No, we can go out on a bro date. You know, you have to go out with your bros. Don't worry. This is not that type of toxic masculinity podcast. I go out with my bros, you know. Your bros can take you out.
Sally bro, eh?
Let it be known that my bro denied me on this podcast. Okay. Let the record show, my lord.
It's all good. Let's see how it goes for Europe, man. It's been a wonderful tournament so far.
We'll be back now.
Quickly before we go, let's talk about some transfers and everything that's going on. I saw on the Athletic that City are interested in what's his name now? The Chelsea right back, young boy, Reece James. And then they're interested in Jack Grealish. Obviously, we know the Kane one. What's Pep trying to do?
He just trying to stir the water, man. Just trying to, you know,
cause a little.
He might not end up getting any of those players, but sometimes.
Most likely, Kane. Even Grealish, though. Grealish easily.
The thing about
Aston Villa, no disrespect.
The thing about it is that you keep thinking City don't have this money, then they come with their real team.
Strong point.
I don't know what to do again with them. Account. Ego, dollars. They have the money.
Pounds. Kuwait.
Omo.
Yeah.
How do you...
Why are you choking? I don't understand why you're choking.
I don't want to underestimate their finances at this point. So yeah. I'm going to withhold my comments to myself. But let all of us just be guided.
Do you think these players... Okay, obviously, Reece James on this. Doubtful. But I mean, for Chelsea to be linked with Hakimi, and they actually wanted Hakimi.
What I can say is that it's hard to do transfer speculation when a certain team has unlimited finances.
Okay.
How do I speculate on who you're going to battle by? Because I need to know what your budget is like. But when your budget is limitless,
10,
you can buy anybody.
From 5 to 10, Grealish and Kane, I think they'll be City players by the end of transfer window.
I think one of them will. I just don't know which one.
Okay. Ben White to Arsenal, most likely going to be done. How do you see that transfer?
I think that Arsenal need to show some intent in transfer markets, you know, get some players. And them getting Ben White is going to look... It just ticks all the right boxes, you know. Good English centre-back, can play with both feet, progresses well, can pass. Did I mention
young
English?
Yeah, English, yeah. HG, Kota, Bogwe.
Everything.
The main thing I say about
he
it
feels
is...
Like, he very much feels like an Arsenal player.
What I just like about it is, I think he's a player Arteta wanted and they're going to get that player for him. It's not, I don't want to hear, I wanted this player and they brought this guy. for me. I don't want to hear all that. Yet. I just
what's happening with Hakimi now?
Hakimi is probably going to join PSG now. Most definitely. I mean, Inter just needs to sell one big player and they'll be good. They'll be linked to Bellerin as well. So. Mm. You can replace him with Bellerin. And
my club, we've only signed Konate.
Yeah. We've been doing some Liverpool vibes.
Yeah, apparently he loves anime, man.
Is it that? Yeah. Oh, you know things. Yeah,
we recently signed what's called a deal.
Another Leipzig player. Hopefully he's not injury prone like the other one. I'm not going to call his name.
Naby season is this season. Yeah. Y'all need to stay woke.
You have set up for four seasons.
Naby season. No, this is the fourth season.
This guy. Hey, you're saying it for the fourth season now. My guy go captain up for FPL when he joins. No points.
The problem with you is that you don't forget things. And this is why nobody's taking you out.
What?
The foot of power bros. What? Nobody's offering to take you out. I put you out there. Who's taking you out?
Just,
bad vibes.
Yeah. Scatter it. Yeah. Sorry, nice. Don't come out of my bedroom.
Thank God I don't know where your bed
which,
is.
Which other transfer name? What are we missing?
Any big one that we missed? Nothing really.
It's still like early days.
The Konate move is exactly one that's going to shake the transfer window. That was already known before. So I think a lot of clubs, players, agents, everybody's waiting for the tournament. And I mean, the window is ending. It's closing in August for the Premier League. 13 days after the season starts. I think I said that earlier.
Well, August 31st or maybe September the 2nd. One of them.
Yeah. So like, there's a lot of time.
Okay, before we go, let's just quickly talk about Rafa being the Everton manager. How do you see that as a Liverpool fan?
Well, my younger days, I was, you know, up in arms. Oh, Liverpool. But now, I could care less, man. All these guys are employees, man. They need to find work. He has a house in Liverpool. Check it out.
Yeah. There's some people that are not really happy with it. These people are Bean Sports. I can't remember. Andy Gray and... I can't remember the other man now. And the Grey is an Everton legend, obviously.
Well, of course, they'll be upset. You know, a lot of all these guys...
I don't get why he's being upset.
It's very important. But you know, the thing I would say is that you know that your fan base and the sports in general feel so strongly about people that have worked for other clubs. They can't tell me they can't find a manager out there that is not Rafa that will still be a good fit for their team. I think the Everton hierarchy can be a bit lazy and Everton fans suffer for it.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you're saying the club found better than Rafa?
If they can't find better than Rafa, they can at least get someone that maybe
Rafa is bigger than Everton.
Someone that shows promise.
Rafa does not show promise. May the season start first. Ciao, ciao, people. Later.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.